They would say deaf, and but we said deaf, and it was always funny to me when they said, well, he's deaf.
Mm-hmm. Actually, many of these forms, which are very old, became unfashionable.
Mm-hmm.
And the uneducated kept them. Suppose you have a cut and you get an infection and it makes the skin on either side of the cut inflamed and sort of white. What I'm looking for is, did you ever use proud flesh?
Yes. I heard that often, even from the doctor, because it was a term understood.
Mm-hmm. Is that the way it was pronounced?
Mm-hmm. Proud
flesh. And that might be treated by painting it with?
Mercurochrome or iodine.
Uh-huh.
But not, again, I come to my own household. And we had doctors for neighbors. So we knew about solutions and hydrogen peroxide. And I can never remember when my mother did not use a foreign infected area Epsom salt solution, which preceded
mm-hmm.
hydrogen peroxide.
Mm-hmm.
And iodine damaged the tissue, so we had these
Careful.
Other things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, iodine. A good many children could be badly burned with that stuff,
mm-hmm.
So strong. If you had a small pimple and it grew very large, then it would have grown into a
sore.
Well, suppose it weren't necessarily open, but just got a big, like a
puffy.
Call it a boil.
A boil,
or
a carbuncle.
Carbuncle. Is there a difference? Or?
A boil soft. Carbuncle has a hard core in it.
I see.
From a bruise.
I see. So the carbuncle is more serious.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both filled with
pus.
Uh-huh. And the in a blister isn't filled with pus, it's filled with
water.
Just water. And the common term for stiffness and problems with the joints when you were a girl, this was referred to as
rheumatism.
Just rheumatism. And the infection in the throat that closed off the throat and killed children.
Diphtheria.
Diphtheria. And the thing that makes you yellow.
Jaundice.
Jaundice. And what were some polite and some joking terms about vomit? Do you remember any?
Puke.
Puke would be the joking term.
Mm-hmm.
And the more elegant term would be, or was it?
Heaved.
Heaved. Mm-hmm. And would you say he was sick?
Sickety stomach.
And that's what happened. And if he was very sick, you would start to worry about what?
Dysentery.
Dysentery, or he might need
appendicitis.
And did he take a cold or caught a cold? And that would make him very
congested.
And so that you couldn't hear him because he was so hoarse. And then he would develop a
phlegm.
And he'd have to what?
Spit it up.
Or cough.
Mm-hmm.
Cough it up. And did you ever remember having malaria treated?
Yes, I had malaria.
Oh, is that right? What did they give you?
They gave me quinine.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand now you retain it all the days of your life.
Have you had flare-ups from it?
No, not